The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome, folks.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a
country boy. Country folks can survive. Your two country folks tonight, Paul Fromm in Canada, James Kelso here in North Dakota, surviving and
eager. Well, and you're right about country boy. I'm still wearing my Halloween costume, which is a cowboy with a string tie and a cowboy hat.
And I just brought the kids home. My 6-year old went out tonight dressed as Donald Trump.
Good.
I got a great, really good Donald Trump mask, which just had people bowling over laughing, and my 12-year-old went out as usual Halloween type character, and a fun Halloween for the kids, and probably the first one that my 6-year-old will remember, and hope all of you have had a fine Halloween. And
yes, I had a good friend over with her daughter, and we gave out Halloween goodies, and then they went off and collected some goodies for themselves. So and the weather here has been a little cool today, but it kind of calmed down, the wind calmed down at night, so wasn't too bad. Occasionally, maybe once a decade, we have snow on Halloween, which isn't too much fun, but it was a good Halloween, and I had a truly obnoxious-looking pumpkin that I carved, a hideous face. I guess that's the good news. The bad news, of course, is the terrorist attack. And, you know, once again, sad, terrible as that is.
A gentleman from Uzbekistan.
Yeah, it emphasizes that, you know, I hate to sound vainglorious, but we were right. Donald Trump was right. Radical Islam is a mortal terror, a mortal danger to the United States. This guy's from Uzbekistan. He's 31 years old. Saifullah Saipov.
Yeah, it's not even worth trying to pronounce his name. And folks, every time one of these acts occurs and good Americans lose their lives, the entire lot of so-called refugees isn't worth the loss. If it was 8 lives today, you can take the entire lot of all the refugees led into the United States in the last 10 years. They aren't worth losing those 8 lives.
I didn't catch his name, but CNN was interviewing an expert who's done an in-depth book on ISIS. And some of the stuff he said was really pretty scary. First of all, this guy is a newsbeck. The toughest, most devious terrorist, and in fact, the last chief of operations who was just killed, all of these people come from the former Soviet republics in Central Asia, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and so on. They're cunning. Many of them had military training under the Soviets or under the Russians. So many of them had special forces training. So these people are not just fanatics, but they're quite competent. And he went on to say that though ISIS is being beaten on the battlefield, they already have long-range plans to kind of spread out and regroup. While I think we can take some comfort in the battles that are being won in places like Raqqa and in Syria, ISIS remains a potent force, and it's important that, although a couple of the commentators were playing silly bugger about this, well, we have to wait to find out, I mean, what his motives were. He is quite clear. He was hollering Allah Akbar, and he left behind a note saying he was doing this for ISIS. So, I mean,
and he's alive. He's alive.
Yes.
So more information will be gotten out of him as he heads towards a minimum of life in prison.
And the same fellow, the same expert, was saying, well, already the FBI will be talking to his family in Tampa and to the Uzbek community. But, and that's what he said, that they are extremely close-knit and hostile community and very insular. And man, they're extremely hostile to the United States, and you know, you just want to scream at the TV, WTF? What are these people doing in the United States? They hate the United States. They're insular. They don't want to cooperate. I mean, Trump is right. This has got to stop.
Yes, Trump validated, sadly, once again today, and the. Of course, the other headline today, the one with which the day began, I like what Laura Ingraham calls it, the nothing burger of Robert Mueller, an absolute nothing burger. And Laura Ingraham gets it right, folks. I like to, a couple callers, listeners called in today, and one of the things we talked about is in our little show, I like to get the top story. I like to get, for those of you who are very busy, what happened today and what was really important? Well, Laura Ingraham nailed it on the Robert Mueller indictments. They are nothing burgers. And she said, this is great news. Now, I was looking at some headlines today, newspapers in the newsstand, how the Washington Post and USA Today and so on, how are they covering the story? And they're calling it Black Monday for Donald Trump. They're making it into this is a tremendous defeat for Donald Trump. He got clobbered by Robert Mueller today. Folks, this is all fantasy. This is made up. This is straight up lying. Laura Ingraham made the truthful comment, which is that Robert Mueller, and this is how we ended our show on Sunday, Robert Mueller ain't got nothing. No, it was Monday. We ended our show on Monday. Sorry, lost my track of my days here. Robert Mueller ain't got nothing. And that all he came out with, he indicted three people who are only tangentially connected to Donald Trump at all. Two of them not at all. Paul Manafort, brief tenure as a campaign manager. And then bounced as soon as Donald Trump realized the guy was a turkey. And the Manafort action involved in the indictment occurred years before Donald Trump ever entered the political arena. So important figure from the Ronald Reagan era, David Stockman, made a comment on this today. He said, this is absurd. This is bizarro what Mueller is doing. So Ingram says this is great news. It means Mueller has nothing on Trump. And we quoted Alan Dershowitz himself, who said, I don't think they have anything, not even close, on Donald Trump. So this needs to be made to go away. And then the real focus, the laser beam, needs to go on to Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, and the Donald Trump crowds at every future rally need to be chanting, lock them up as loud as they can and as long as they can. And then we'll get this, what Donald Trump put in his tweet yesterday, do something. And the ball is now in Jeff Sessions' corner. Jeanine Pirro made the comment, as an experienced judge and a prosecutor. She said, on the question of Uranium One, Jeff Sessions is completely free right now to go in there and prosecute the hell out of that case. There's no need to recuse himself. Uranium One happened in 2010. Donald Trump wasn't even in the arena. There's nothing that could be a conflict of interest for Jeff Sessions. He needs to go in there on Uranium One with both guns blazing and take down the people who committed treason against the United States in selling our uranium to Russia. So that's the big story, for today. And then, of course, the story of these terrorists, Paul, this is just Donald Trump validated again and again. It'll happen again and again. And the only solution, of course, is A, don't let these people into our country ever. And then B, get them out.
Exactly. And it's, I think, a good time to say to that collection of lunatics that make up the district court that's in Hawaii. This is on you. Those dead bodies are dead because of the type of policies that you want to thwart. Trump's various executive orders, which they've declared unconstitutional. They were efforts to try to prevent what has happened. And so these deaths are on that court. And I think that ought to be made very clear that these out of control judges bear a moral responsibility for what has happened.
Yes. Now, some bright spots in the news in the last 24 hours. We mentioned the really beautiful, wonderful thing that's happening on the big picture. Is it Steve Bannon's second wave of the Trump revolution, in which an army, he calls it an army, is being formed, and campaigns, organization, all of it being formed, media being formed around an effort to retake the Republican Party, to recapture it from the neocons who captured it some decades ago. Yep. Well, another chapter in that story written today. Another neocon Republican says, I'm not even going to run, in 2018. Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas, yet another, here's the headline on Breitbart, yet another establishment insider has announced he won't run for re-election in 2018.
What Republican, do we know about him?
I'm sorry, Paul?
What do we know about him?
He is a very close friend of Paul Ryan, and the two of them scratch each other's back all the time. He says, today I am announcing that I will not seek re-election to the U.S. Congress in 2018. So, folks, this is another domino that has fallen here. Another neocon, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell man, who smells what's coming up and is deciding I'm not even going to get involved.
Wow. The name didn't ring a bell, so I was just wondering if you could give us a profile. But I think what you just said pretty much tells us what we need to know. So he might have been facing a strong primary challenge.
Well, yes, all of the Ryan McConnell people can expect that from Steve Bannon and his team. I just use Bannon as the, you know, the sort of the symbol for the whole team. It's not all being done by Steve Bannon, but yes, this whole team will in fact primary, that's the verb, they will primary all of these as they've been correctly identified by Jerry Falwell Jr., these fake Republicans. And the they're just going to get primaried so that the Republican Party, the personnel, can be shifted to being actual patriots, following along the lines that Donald Trump laid down, a candidate who says and does what we the people want. And that's what we haven't had it in our lifetimes. We've many of us threw up our hands and said it's impossible. Politics is impossible. This could never work. We have to go to more drastic and desperate measures. And the great news, you know, one of the great lessons of the Trump phenomenon is no, it's not that bad. We don't have to go to desperate measures right now. We still have a chance politically, peacefully, to retake our country. And that, of course, is the, you know, the preferred route. Donald Trump, in taking the top office, has obviously demonstrated that every other office could be taken in the same way. Every Senate seat, every House seat, every governorship and state legislature position, all of these, except in the worst areas of the areas of the country that are no longer, there really is not a white population there at all anymore, except in those areas. And look at the map of Trump's victory. There are 3,100 counties and change, 3,100 counties in America. Donald Trump won. One of the callers may have this number more accurately than I do, but I believe Donald Trump won in something like 3,000 counties, Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing number. Hillary's vote was it was all packed into counties like Los Angeles County, the boroughs of New York, which are counties, and Washington, D.C. She only carried, I don't know the exact number, but it's like a couple of hundred counties. So the
that seems hard to believe that that would still give her the number of votes she got. But
these are big counties that she carried, and she carried them by whopping margins.
Oh yeah,
that actually gave her that plurality of votes, or I guess a majority of votes. Assuming, folks, that there was no fraud in the vote counting, of course, which is a really stupid assumption to make. But the good news is that the red state America, if you look at the map, it's all red. It's all red. And it's all Trump country, except these areas, of course, of going back to our opening theme, Paul, huge immigration invasion of from Uzbekistan and everywhere else. And those are the Democrat strongholds. That is actually all they've got. And they've lost the state houses. It's either in two-thirds or three-quarters of the states. Again, a listener can help me there. I think Republicans now control three-quarters of the state houses and the legislatures as well. And the amazing story that in his 8 years in office, Obama was not riding high and was not winning. To quote, he was losing 1,000 state positions and federal positions. We'll be right back after this break.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
We're back, folks. And I neglected to mention the date. Today is October 31st, Halloween, 2017. And you're welcome to call in at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. Let me go up on my call-in board here and see if any calls are pending. None are. So lines are open, 800-313-9443. But yeah, let me play a little bit of audio for you. I know I've really emphasized the tremendous show that Jeanine Pirro did on Saturday. There are parts of it that I haven't shared with you. Here's one of those parts. She had an all-star lineup on that show. She had Jason Chaffetz, former U.S. Congressman, Ron DeSantis, committee chairman from Florida, Corey Lewandowski. You remember he was Donald Trump's initial campaign manager, who did a great job. Mike Huckabee, father of current press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and an early supporter of Donald Trump. Huckabee himself was running for president, got knocked out knocked off the list by Donald Trump, and then was one of the first to come around and endorse Donald Trump. The here is, listen to Corey Lewandowski talking about, well, talking with Jeanine Pirro. Here she is. This was one heck of an interview.
Russia was assisting Iran in its nuclear development. I mean, is everybody stupid, or do they think we're stupid? And maybe we are because we let them get away with it.
Well, Judge, they clearly think we're stupid. It's something that the Clintons have perpetuated for decades now, that they think the American people are stupid. You know, they thought that that meeting on the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch was about grandchildren and golf. Look, they continuously lie to us. We know the $500,000 that Bill Clinton got from that speech was probably some kind of payoff for the uranium deal. We know that Hillary Clinton had to sign off on it before it went to the CFIUS, the American government, to sign off on the deal. Hillary Clinton had to sign off on it. What we know is time and time again, the Clintons have lied to the American people, and they're finally going to be held accountable for it.
And did you know that seven of the nine people on CFIUS are connected to the Clinton Foundation? I'll bet you didn't know that. And right now, we've got to put them under oath. And
now, what you can't see, of course, because this is radio, is what the expression that comes across Corey Lewandowski's face when he learns from this excellent researcher, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and seven of the nine CFIUS members, we'll talk about what CFIUS is in a moment, are part of the Clinton Foundation. Seven of the nine. What is CFIUS? CFIUS, nobody knows this stuff because the media won't talk about it. CFIUS is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. An interagency committee of the U.S. government that reviews the national security implications of foreign investments in the U.S. Chaired by the Secretary of the Treasury, it includes representatives from 16 U.S. departments and agencies. Now, the Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, these were all CFIUS members who signed off saying that shipping our uranium through Canada, by the way, Paul, to Russia was fine with them and was not an endangerment of our national security. And then cash, pay for play, cash to the Clinton Foundation from the Russians in at least the amount, at least, of $145 million. But now, so let me go back to Justice Jeanine. Or Judge Jeanine, maybe she should be Justice Jeanine. And here she goes.
Find out exactly what the connection was. Were they paid by the foundation for anything? Were they informed by Eric Holder, who knew about that underlying case? But let me.
We got a break. I'll come right back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Vite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Let me go back to Judge Jeanine and play you another choice moment here. This is with Corey Lewandowski. You'll remember him as Donald Trump's very good campaign manager. And here he is. You know, if you've ever witnessed a great judge in action, their minds are incredible. They get right to the point. They don't want it. They don't want any fluff. They're in a hurry. They go to the point, and then they go to the next point. And they nail down the case, the facts, very quickly. Jeanine Pirro does this as an experienced judge. Now, listen to how she, with each of these people, Chaffetz, DeSantis, Lewandowski, Huckabee, she gets to the point, she says, what should the president do now? So she gets to that point with Lewandowski here.
So Jeff Sessions has to look at it.
Judge, here's the thing. The Republican Justice Department should be going back and looking at every single shady deal that was done during Hillary Clinton's tenure as a Secretary of State. They have that obligation to the American people. Jeff Sessions should be looking at this. The Justice Department should be looking at this. And we should bring everybody to justice because that was the sham of all shams.
And if they don't, Corey, quickly, because I have to go, what should happen?
Look, I think there's accountability everywhere, and I think the president should push the Justice Department to open that investigation immediately.
He has been, and they're not. What should he do? Quick.
Look, it's his job. Jeff, you do what the president asks you to do. That's part of the role of the attorney general. That's what you do.
Corey Lewandowski, thank you.
And there she goes. Thank you. She got the answer. She got Corey Lewandowski to say, Jeff Sessions, do your job. Your job is to do what the president asked you to do as the attorney general. He has asked you to investigate Uranium One. Do it. And now here's Roger Stone today. Listen to what Roger Stone said about the same subject and Mueller.
Special prosecutor, on the Russian case, what the president needs to do is clear. Drain the swamp, and he can start with Robert Mueller.
How significant would that be to have two special prosecutors operating simultaneously?
I think you'd call it checkmate. Look, the Justice Department appoints a special prosecutor when there's evidence of a crime. Rosenstein had no right to appoint a special prosecutor. He was, first of all, an acting attorney general. Secondarily, he had no crime to be prosecuted. It's a witch hunt. A fishing expedition. It's a fraud meant to destabilize and delegitimize and ultimately remove Donald Trump.
There you go. Roger Stone nails it right there. And Judge Jeanine adds an interesting point there that even Roger Stone may be unaware of, which is that to prosecute Uranium One, there's no need for Rod Rosenstein at all. There's no need for a special counsel or prosecutor at all. Jeff Sessions can simply open the investigation and prosecute the hell out of it. He has no conflict of interest whatsoever. And he can simply charge into the facts. Get Mueller, get Eric Holder, get Rod Rosenstein sworn and get their testimony and nail them on Uranium One. So that's it, Paul. That's the imperative.
Yeah, I mean, quite apart from the Russian investigation, I would think that this is clear cut. Go for it. I mean, an obvious crime is being committed, and by people very high up. We know most of who they are. Go for it.
Yes, and the. And all these people, Ron DeSantis and Jason Chaffetz, both of them congressmen, they both said, what the heck is going on? They both met with Jeff Sessions and they said, come on. Ron DeSantis added another layer to that. He said, Jeanine Pirro said, well, what do they tell you when you ask them, why aren't you doing something? They say, I wrote it down. We don't talk about investigations. So they give that runaround. Even Jeff Sessions people are giving that runaround. We don't talk about investigations. Now, that's technically correct. They're not supposed to talk about investigations, but they are supposed to do something, and they are supposed to conduct investigations, and those are supposed to lead to some action. So these congressmen, if you're wondering what's the pickle that they're in? The pickle for the patriot congressmen and senators is this. They go to the Justice Department. They ask what's going on. And that's the answer they get. We don't talk about investigations. So they're in a dead end alley there. And it leads to Donald Trump's comment, do something. So the and that's what the call is now. Let's see if I can't find some more. Let's go to the top of Breitbart and see what the big story is. I'm going to hit my with Breitbart. You got to hit that F5 refresh key a lot of times. Their top story is the Uzbeki. What do you, I don't know what they call Uzbek. I guess they call themselves Uzbeks, who mowed down innocent people in New York City. And the other headline stories, let's go to another Uzbek. You mentioned this, Paul. You said the Uzbeks are particularly rough. The Swedish truck ramming terror earlier this year was also by an Uzbek. So, confirming what you said.
And here again, I think this question has to be asked over and over again. What are they doing in our countries? And this is what makes George Bush's comments that are about 10 days ago so vile, when he was ragging on Donald Trump and his definition of being an American. An American, according to Bush, is not a matter of blood or soil. We said some shows ago that, as a matter of fact, you couldn't be an American citizen, a citizen of any of the 13 colonies, unless you were a free white man. And I think we've got to get back to that notion. I mean, what the heck do Uzbeks? What affinity do they have to the United States? I mean, what the heck are they doing there?
Yeah, and how many refugees do the Uzbeks take in? And how much money do they hand out to non-Uzbeks? None. And the Uzbeks are like every other people on earth, except we Europeans. We are the suckers. We are the perpetual suckers who, for some reason, We have been hoodwinked into thinking that we have some moral obligation to be a refugee center for the world. And, you know, I saw this, Paul. I was looking at your immigration newsletter that you mail out that's so wonderful. And you had that supplement where you have a picture of your immigration minister. I couldn't believe this. The immigration minister in charge of immigration and refugees in Canada is a Somalian.
Yeah, he's a Somali Muslim immigration lawyer and the former president of the Canadian Somali Association. Now, he stands on guard for Canada. Hee-haw. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, under the you can't make this stuff up category, I just saw a picture. And it was some sort of I think the 100th anniversary of Planned Parenthood. It was a big gala dinner, and there, sitting in the middle of the picture is Harvey Weinstein, and on one side is Hillary Clinton, and on the other side Huma Abedin, and the comment or the caption was. serial molester flanked by two feminists married to serial molesters.
Oh my God.
The levels of hypocrisy, I think these have to be repeatedly exposed because they're not being emphasized by the lamestream media. I mean, for good reasons. I mean, they've got a dog in this race.
Well, now let's give folks, let's go for another piece of bright news on Breitbart. The Judge Roy Moore holds commanding 17-point lead in Alabama. Wow. Let's read a little deeper. Judge Roy Moore holds a commanding lead in the Alabama Senate race and has united local Republicans behind him, according to a poll released today. Data that crushes the establishment narrative that Moore is a divisive figure who may botch a winnable election.
So he has a 17-point lead over the Democrats.
Yes. The poll today gives Moore a 17-point lead over Democratic challenger Doug Jones. And the let's go down here further. It's just all good. And the important thing here, folks, is that Roy Moore is the he's the vanguard here of this class of anti-establishment Republican candidates. So Roy Moore, it was very important. That's why McConnell invested $30 million of this Senate Republican campaign fund. He invested it in Luther Strange and it was strictly spent on attack ads attacking Roy Moore and his wife. Low. It didn't work. $30 million. Roy Moore raised just a little over $2 million and won with a 10-point margin. Now they're going to go after Roy Moore in the general election, which occurs December 12th. That'll be an important day on this show when we announce Roy Moore's victory. And importantly, if it's by a wide margin, it really makes the point that what the Trump phenomenon, as Paul said, has a deep bench. It's not just one man. It's not a one-off. It's not something that John Kasich can wait out as the fake Republican in Ohio, fake Republican, as Jerry Falwell Jr. says. And that's what John Kasich and these other people turn out to be. And George Bush, they're not Bob Taft Republicans. They're not the kind of Republicans. They're not Calvin Coolidge Republicans. These people are actually Democrats. They're actually Marxists. And what they realized, Paul, I mean, this is kind of obvious. They realized, well, we filled up the Democratic Party. Now let's fill up the Republican Party. Then we'll control both parties. That's exactly what they did. Shame on us for, you know, letting it happen. We needed, in fact, to find populist nationalist candidates like Donald Trump and not tolerate these people like John Kasich. And interestingly, I listened to an interview with John Kasich yesterday, Paul, and Kasich is such a rat. He needs to be retired in Ohio. But guess what his big hope is? His big hope is, he says, in a very smarmy way, the upcoming generations of millennials and Gen Xers, these people are going to vote with, they're not going to vote with the Donald Trumps of the world. They're comfortable with their new status, their new immigration status in a multicultural America. They're comfortable with this. And so here's what John Kasich's strategy is, and all the rest of these people. They think that because of the demographic catastrophe that looms, unless we can reverse it, Donald Trump can reverse it, they're just going to sit there smiling like a Cheshire cat until the demography becomes our destiny, and we can no longer save ourselves at the ballot box, Paul.
Yeah, I think that's the long-range goal. Interestingly, Republicans like Kasich fancy that in an increasingly multicult world where whites are a minority, or multicult country where whites will be a minority, that somehow the grateful invaders will continue, will vote for them, but they won't. They will, within a generation, be voting for their own people, and they won't be voting for old white men. What drove that home to me was, you know, back around the time of Watergate, the chairman of the Senate, the House Judiciary Committee, was an Italian from Newark, whose name escapes me for a moment, But his being reelected, I think 15 times. He'd been in Congress a long, long time. But when he retired a few years later, his area, which had become largely black, the Italians had gradually been driven out. His successor was a black congressman, Peter Rodino.
Yes.
The people who think somehow the invaders will remember. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. And also, John Kasich's forecast, folks, we're not going to let that happen either. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me give you a treat. This is a treat we'll offer up many times in the future. Now that Laura Ingraham, one of my favorite thinkers, Laura Ingraham has her new show, the Ingraham Angle. I love it, on Fox. And here's her debut show. She talks about this Mueller nothing burger. Listen to her for just a moment.
I want to start by posing a basic question. The one that Sinatra asked in that old song, What is America to Me? It's a question that gets lost in the constant infighting that consumes us here in Washington. Ronald Reagan said that the American dream is not that every man must be level with every other man. The American dream is that every man must be free to become whatever God intends he should become. But over the past few decades,
Let me go forward here. That's not quite, that's interesting. Let's see, I want to get to her analysis of Mueller.
Media establishment that didn't just cover them, but covered for them. Day to day, what do most of you worry about? Paying the bills? Sending your...
Okay, let me go forward. I love this lady.
Alter of political correctness. What kind of country are we leaving our children? We owe future generations the opportunity to understand the glories and, yes, the sins of the people who made these.
That's a great opening statement. It's not what I was looking for, which is her thoughts on the Mueller. But now get this. She interviews in her opening show John Kelly. And, Paul, this is a great thing. I feel much better about John Kelly after hearing this. They had a meeting in the White House the question was, how many refugees should we let in? And guess how many John Kelly, Chief of Staff John Kelly, advocated? Zero. He said between zero and one. Folks, that's John Kelly, General John Kelly. I didn't know the man, but knowing that fact about him, that when the turn came for, you know, General Kelly, how many refugees should we let in? He said between zero and one. Folks, I want to give the man a bear hug. That's about all I need to know about somebody to like him. Let's see.
And you know, that is not being hard-hearted. That doesn't mean, let them starve or let them drown or who cares. But what it means is there are ways to help those people in their countries or in adjacent countries. You know, going back to the Syrians, our trust fund kid prime minister brought in 35,000 of them between November of 2015 and the beginning of this year. It's not a matter of, forget about
them.
And
of course, we've signed up on the insanity. Why should any country be the refugee center for any other country?
But
it's stupid.
Who are concerned about the humanitarian aspect. They were in refugee camps in Jordan, in Lebanon, and Turkey, and Egypt. Fine. I can see assisting with the funding of that to bring them.
And of course, Paul, we're all way past. There's no humanitarian element to this at all. There never has been, folks. It's been a scam from the get-go. It's been an invasion from the get-go. We'll pick up on that. And, Paul, you've been the champion of pointing that out to people. We'll pick up on this tomorrow night, folks. We'll see you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.